Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. He has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 20 years to support you when your health matters. It's Dr. Huntoon's intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered by Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. Doc Rick calls that being proactive, and he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from this generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. If we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And it certainly would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have. Let's face it. Health is not an easy thing to come by now these days, and now that everybody's prepaying for their future health problems, it makes it more important for each one of us to take responsibility and take ownership of our own personal health. And so you'll need information and understanding in order to apply it into your life so that you can improve and maintain your health. And the man that helps me do that every week, his name is Mark Sabin. And he's in studio with me, and we always appreciate Mark. He's the man behind the scenes. He's the one who puts together the format and the questions, and he does the research, and we try to make it as educational as possible. So we want to take the time to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Good morning, Doc Rick. It's a pleasure to be here to talk to you today. And, you know, today I wanted to talk to you about something that we speak about quite often, and that is vitamins. And today we wanted to talk about vitamin E. And that's a vitamin that's gotten a lot of press and a lot of attention and interest over the last 40 or 50 years. So I'd like to begin with some real basics. What exactly is a vitamin?
Well, a vitamin is any of a group of organic compounds that are essential for normal growth and nutrition, and are required in small quantities in the diet because they cannot be synthesized or manufactured by the body. And so it's things that are required. The vitamin is actually a shortening of what used to be called a vital amine. Hmm. And, you know, they're vital for health and function and living a long life.
So they're really trace elements that we need in our bodies, and they have certain effects on this because they actually catalyze things in our bodies so that we can use the nutrition that we eat and get through our water and through the sun correctly. Is that right?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. They're absolutely essential for our body in order to maintain health and balance. And yes, they're nutritional elements that we need in very small amounts. The challenge is, as I'm sure we'll get into, is that you look at some of the vitamin supplements on the market and you're not getting trace amounts anymore. You're getting huge amounts. And if they're synthetic, then we'll learn that they're probably not helping you at all.
Yeah, they're not probably the entire vitamin. So what exactly is vitamin E?
Well, according to our government, vitamin E is a fat-soluble nutrient found in many foods. In the body, it acts as an antioxidant, helping to protect cells from the damage caused by free radicals. And if you remember, free radicals are compounds formed when our bodies convert the food we eat into energy. People are also exposed to free radicals in the environment from cigarette smoke, air pollution, and ultraviolet light from the sun. The body also needs vitamin E to boost its immune system so that it can fight off invading bacteria and viruses, and it helps to widen blood vessels and keep blood from clotting within them. In addition, cells use vitamin E to interact with each other and to carry out many of the important functions.
Mm-hmm. So now one of the things is that not all vitamins are created equally, and manufacturers make these vitamins. So what are the differences?
Well, synthetic vitamins are ones that are synthesized in a chemistry lab. They have various chemical agents in them that, are close enough to resemble what nature produces, but they're not identical because you can't patent nature, but you can patent chemical isolates. And so the chemical isolates that they use in a lot of synthetic vitamins are things that the body can't actually use themselves. So it actually creates problems. Whereas natural things, it's the difference. Essentially, if you want to give a visual or a felt sense, it's like taking your right hand and putting it into a left glove. You can get it to go into the glove, but it just doesn't feel natural. It doesn't work the way that it should, versus if you put your right hand in a right glove, then it just feels good and everything flows.
Right. But in the vitamin industry, we have a Food and Drug Administration that is supposed to help us make sure that the vitamins that we get are actually nutritionally correct. And there are rules and regulations set up for what goes into a vitamin. So isn't that going to help us out?
If they knew what they were doing truly and fully, I mean, realistically, we can't do the exact same thing that nature does. And the Food and Drug Administration and the different governing bodies that help to regulate and help to identify and help to decide what is put into our food, what's safe, what's generally recognized as safe versus what's harmful. For the most part, they do a good job, but when it comes down to vitamins, they lost the ability to understand what vitamins were since they started synthetically manufacturing them back in the 20s and 30s of the last century.
Well, why would they synthetically manufacture them? I mean, is that for preservative sake? Is that for shelf life? What is the reason for that?
All of the above, but at the end of the day, it's ultimately about profit, Mark.
Oh, okay. So now, I know that from doing these shows with you, that by extracting only parts of the vitamins, you really don't get the benefits that your body needs. So you can explain how that works.
Well, when they take out isolated parts of the vitamin, then the body doesn't get everything that it needs. The difference between any of these vitamins is the fact that when you have everything that nature wants them to have, they're actually a complex. They have enzymes associated with them. They have cofactors. They have trace elements. And they work together as a unit. And they function because they have all the parts. They actually are a functioning mechanism within the body to stimulate the body to do normal processes. When you put in a synthetic substrate, what ends up happening is that the body looks at it and it's like trying to put a square peg into a round hole, or it's like trying to put the wrong key into a keyhole. And if it doesn't fit right, then things have to get forced. If you're not getting anything else that is going to substantiate normal function, then your body has to stress itself out to try to make what doesn't fit.
So specifically about vitamin E, how does whole food vitamin E differ from regular vitamin E, or that we get from a drugstore or a pharmacy?
Well, the regular vitamin E is graded on the amount of alpha-tocopherol in it. Now, alpha-tocopherol is one of the antioxidant tocopherols associated with natural vitamin E. There's actually several different tocopherols, and the government has decided to grade vitamin E based upon the concentrations of alpha tocopherol. But you also have beta, delta, gamma. You got several different tocopherols. You got lipositols in there. You got xanthine. You got selenium as the activating mineral associated with it. You got other E factors like E2 and E3, and then you also have vitamin F, which is part of the vitamin E molecule, and vitamin F helps to prevent sunburn and helps to transport calcium from the blood into the tissues. And so that's what natural vitamin E has. Synthetic vitamin E is graded on the amount of alpha tocopherol that it has in it. And they can make that in a chemistry lab. So if they put a whole bunch of alpha tocopherol in a substance, you look at the label and the label will say vitamin E as alpha tocopherol. Alpha tocopherol will never be vitamin E any more than a tire will be a car. It's a part of it, but it isn't the whole thing.
So that whole complex description that you gave us with all those very complicated words, that's really what vitamin E is about.
Yes, that's what vitamin E as it exists in nature, not necessarily what exists in your over-the-counter high-concentration vitamin, quote, supplement.
And so when we take those synthetics, what happens? I mean, our body needs the whole vitamin, so what does our body do now that it's got just that portion of it?
Well, when it gets a piece of what it needs, it looks at it and says, okay, do I have anything within my system that I can use to complete this so that we can actually do something with it? And if it does, then it's going to pull from its own tissues and it's going to deplete you of the other components that would make up the whole vitamin E molecule out of your own tissues. If the body doesn't have what it needs, it's going to take that synthetic substrate and it's either going to clog some things up within the system, it's going to store it for later use to when we get the other components, but it's not going to allow the system to do what it's supposed to do. And so I'm sure that we'll get into, you know, there's lots of pros and cons about vitamin E, and the difference being is when the people who are doing the experiments and they need large amounts of vitamin E in order to figure out what it does and what effect it has on the body, they're using large amounts of synthetic vitamin E. They're not using real vitamin E. And so when they do their experiment for heart disease or immune health or whatever, and they're using synthetic vitamin E, the results don't test out that well. But if you put real vitamin E into a human being, you're going to get positive benefits.
Well, this is really, really interesting stuff. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I do want to continue this conversation about vitamin E.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsors. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program for current practice members or any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with a Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. And much, much more. To find out more about Shop with the Doc, call 845-561-BACK or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today we're talking about vitamin E.
Yeah, and so, you know, I'd really like to know if you could help us understand which aspects of your health require vitamin E.
Well, vitamin E is used for growth and vigor, mental alertness, reproduction in both men and women. It helps boost immunity and resist infections. It influences your endocrine system and your hormone production. It's been associated with cancer prevention and heart disease prevention, eye health, and skin health. And this is only if you use natural whole food vitamin E, not the synthetic crap kind.
Wow, that's quite a list. So what happens if you lack vitamin E?
Weight loss, wasting of muscles, possible paralysis, lowered resistance to infections, sterility, your hair can fall out, fun things like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm assuming that you could probably have too much of the synthetic vitamin E in your system, but can you have too much of the whole food vitamin E as well?
Actually, you can, because vitamin E is one of the fat-soluble vitamins. Okay, vitamin A, D, E, and K are the fat-soluble vitamins, and you can have too much of those. But in today's society, that would be really difficult because we don't get a lot of natural vitamin E in our foods anymore.
It's kind of rare. Now, you mentioned antioxidant qualities. Can you talk a little bit about what antioxidants are and how they work in the body?
Well, they're properties that scavenge up free radicals associated with the aging process. So having a lot of antioxidants, normal metabolic processes produce oxidation, and that oxidation is kind of like rusting. It's like if you cut an apple and leave it sitting on a counter, it's going to start to turn brown. That's oxidative stress, and that's the oxidation going on. And so when you use in the process of that, free radicals are associated. And so what we want to do is we want to use antioxidants to prevent that process from happening so that the body continues to stay young and vital and healthy as opposed to starting to age.
Something we all want, really. And
right.
Now, you mentioned that vitamin E affects your immune system and your ability to fight off infections. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it strengthens the integrity of the skin and all the surface areas inside the body, which increases the integrity of what gets in versus what is kept out. So this helps to prevent infections by maintaining the integrity. It's kind of like, if a country is concerned about invaders getting into the country, they put up a very strong wall around their country so that, those things can't get in. And vitamin E is part of that defense system that we have.
Mm-hmm. Now, does vitamin E play a role in keeping your artery walls from getting clogged and plaque buildup?
And the oxidation, yes. It helps to stop that oxidation process from occurring, which is why whole food vitamin E is recommended for people with cardiovascular disease. Synthetic vitamin E, not so much. And the research proves that out. But the difficulty is nobody's doing research on whole food vitamin E because they don't even know about it.
Really?
Yeah. The Research Society has spent so much time using synthetics as a base that, the people who are doing the experiments, they're just using the material given to them to figure out what effect that it has, but they're never considering, what's the source of the material that they're being given to study.
But I know that you work with the Standard Process Organization and their whole food vitamins. I'm assuming that's where the whole food vitamin E that you get comes from.
Absolutely.
So have they done any studies within that organization?
Oh, they've done lots of studies. Back in the 1930s, Dr. Lee used to publish Vitamin News, and he would talk about the different vitamins that they were discovering and they were doing research on, and they were using whole foods to understand it, because way back in the day, they were actually trying to understand things as they are. They weren't trying to do it in an effort to create profit. And so now that we understand how things are, well, how can we turn that into profit? Because everything in our society, unfortunately, right now is about profits, and it's not really about understanding the truth. It's understanding how to manipulate the truth in order to make profit.
Well, it's a sad state of affairs because, everyone's health is suffering as a result of that.
Imagine that. Everyone's health is suffering as a result of that, and now we're asked to prepay for those conditions that we're ultimately going to suffer from because our government can't afford to bail us out of it. But our government could if they would just simply focus on doing the right thing, not necessarily doing the wrong thing. And at the end of the day, it's interesting. I got an email from my mom the other day that talked about 545 people in our government actually run the whole country and determine what's real and what's not real. And they don't do a very good job of it.
Evidently, they're not doing a good job, particularly when it comes to things surrounding our health.
Right.
Now, one of the things that I understand is that vitamin E has a role in blood clotting and also in heart disease.
Yes, it does. It helps with the process of proper blood clotting, and it helps with maintaining the integrity of the vessels because it maintains all surface areas, and the inside of your blood vessels certainly are surface areas. And it helps to prevent damage from happening with that. And so if you're preventing damage to the inside of your arteries and the inside of the surfaces of your different organs, like the heart, then you're going to reduce the opportunity for the heart to become diseased and the blood to begin to clot and create strokes and those kinds of things.
Well, I mean, a lot of people that are suffering from strokes are having to take blood thinners. So that kind of contraindicated for vitamin E, right?
You have to understand, and this is a conversation that everybody needs to have with their doctor. If you're going to put me on a blood thinner, you have to help me substantiate what complications are associated with that. And, there's several different medications on the market because I see all the different medications and people talking about upping their game and don't have to have so many blood tests and doesn't create treat these problems anymore. And it's like, what you need to really understand what your prescription is going to do to you before you start your prescription. And you need to hold your doctor accountable to the effects that you could potentially experience as a result of taking these medications that have pretty severe adverse side effects.
Yeah, and I mean, I think one of the things that we're constantly advocating on this radio show is the idea that you can take proactive steps toward having good health and perhaps avoiding having to take some of these prescription medications. Or if you are taking the prescription medications, to actually be able to wean yourself away from them.
Absolutely.
Now, another factor that is in the conversation about vitamin E is that as a cancer fighter, how it works it to protect your cells and the DNA from turning cancerous. So how does that work? I mean, what's happening when a cell morphs into a cancerous cell?
Well, the DNA has been corrupted, and having the proper nutrition for every cell will keep the cells happy and prevent cells from going rogue. And so what happens is with the pollution damage, with the artificial ingredients, with all the crap that we're exposed to on a regular basis, when cells are trying to replicate, if they don't have the ingredients that they need, then things don't show up the way that they're supposed to show up. It's like, okay, if you're trying to build the foundation of a building and you run out of cinder blocks, and so what do? You spread them out a little bit in an effort to make it look like a foundation. We'll just cover it up with some sort of plaster so that you don't know that there's a big gap between these pieces of cinder blocks, and the structural integrity is screwed up. And so what ends up happening is as cells begin to divide and replicate, if they don't have the necessary ingredients to divide and replicate properly, then they're eventually going to become corrupted rogue cells.
It's interesting, you know, when you use these metaphors to describe how our bodies work and put it into those kind of terms, it's very, very understandable. Now, I believe that you said that vitamin E has an effect on the health of your skin, all the surfaces of your body. So what about diseases like eczema and psoriasis? Are those indications of a vitamin E deficiency?
Absolutely. Those are indications that the person has a vitamin E deficiency, and taking whole food vitamin E as opposed to the synthetic crap vitamin E, whole food vitamin E along with helping clean up your digestive system will help with the psoriasis and the eczema. And, you know, you don't need these lifetime immune suppressing medications that, you know, that they advertise all the time on the television.
And have so many consequences to them.
Yes.
We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to conclude this conversation about vitamin E and its importance in your health.
Absolutely. But please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Hun Toon is pleased to announce a new program that he's offering to his current practice members and any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with the Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. How food manufacturers disguise ingredients and what to recognize. How food manufacturers and supermarkets mislead the public with bonus buys. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. How to feed a family healthy food. How to prepare for food shopping. And how to find healthy substitutes for your current addiction foods. If you'd like to take advantage of this unique service, contact Dr. Hun Toon and arrange for your Shop with the Doc session. His phone number is 845-561-BACK. That's 845-561-2225. Or email Dr. Hun Toon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Richard Hun Toon is a proud member of the Foundation for Wellness Professionals, a nonprofit professional organization whose sole purpose is to educate the public on natural health solutions. To have Dr. Hun Toon come speak to your chamber, business alliance, club, or company to offer free wellness talks and screening, please contact Dr. Hun Toon directly at 845-561-2225 or go to wellnessspeakers.org, the Foundation for Wellness Professionals, your nonprofit solution to your healthcare needs. Call 845-561-2225 or go to wellnessspeakers.org.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today, Mark and I are discussing vitamin E.
Yeah, and there seem to be a lot of different things that are related to the effects that vitamin E has on the body. I mean, there are things about libido and breast cancer and fibrocystic breast disease. Can you talk a little bit more about the importance of this in terms of how it relates to our bodies?
Yeah, vitamin E is very, very important for reproductive health. It's actually the germ portion of the vitamin E, the germ portion that gets destroyed in the manufacturing of flowers. That part is where all the nutrients are. And so the germ portion is very, very important for the reproduction of the plant. It's also, interestingly enough, God put the nutrients that are found in the germ specifically for our own reproductive system. And so people who have reproductive system issues, whether it's fibrocystic breasts, ovaries, uteruses, whether it's prostate issues, whether it's testicular issues, wheat germ oil, whole food wheat germ oil that has the germs still involved in it, is a very, very good product to help with people with reproductive issues, with libido issues, with mammary issues, meaning breast issues. So vitamin E is very, very important for all of that.
So I've heard a lot about wheat germ over the years. And so is that a product that you could take just by itself that would help you with a vitamin E deficiency?
Oh, absolutely. It wouldn't necessarily help you specifically with a vitamin E deficiency. You'd want to take a whole food vitamin E complex, but the wheat germ oil that they get from wheat germ, it helps with the body's ability to maintain normal integrity of your reproductive system and the organs associated with the reproductive system. And
so can I understand that the wheat germ is not the same thing as whole food vitamin E then?
That is correct.
Okay. So, how can we get enough vitamin E in our diet? How do we go about doing that? Can we just get
from food? Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to do something as far as supplementing goes, unless you're eating lots and lots and lots of whole foods. The nice thing about standard processed whole food supplements is you don't need a lot to give the body what it needs. Now, if you look at the labels of synthetic made vitamins, they're in the thousands of percent of recommended daily allowance. And it doesn't matter how much of that crap you take, your body's not going to get the full benefit from it because it's synthetically made.
And also it's going to perhaps extract some of the things your body actually needs.
Right. So what's important is if you're going to get, obviously we want to get our nutrients from our whole foods. That means that we have to look for real whole food sources and we have to eat whole foods on a regular basis. And we have to minimize the amount of synthetics and the amount of completely refined and processed foods that we eat. So it's important for us to get whole foods. And if you don't have access to whole foods, then you can supplement with whole food vitamin concentrates to help put back what has been depleted from the foods that you're eating.
Well, so if somebody out there is listening to our show and has a suspicion that they may be lacking the proper amount of vitamin E in their diet, how can they go find out about that? And where would they get the information they need?
Well, they can certainly contact me, and I'm totally okay with them contacting me. I mean, I realize that this show is going to be airing on the West Coast, and I'm on the East Coast, but having the ability to speak to me and finding resources for you and putting you in touch with people who are doing the right thing that can help you understand that. Finding somebody who uses standard process regularly in their office and going and having a consultation with them. Or you can consult with me through the internet, and I'm happy to do that.
And so what would be the best way to reach you then?
They can call me at area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225, or they can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K. At spineboy.com, and it certainly would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding and to find the resources that you need to help yourself.
Well, this is a really generous offer. I mean, you're making this offer to the people who are listening to the show, and if you're out there and you have questions, I really do recommend that you give Doc Rick a call or drop him an email and get the questions that you have answered, because this is a show we talk about things in a rather general way, but your questions will be very specific to your situation. So once again, Doc Rick, I thank you for doing the show and for making yourself available to the people who listen.
Absolutely. So that's it for this week's show. I ask you to tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.